Almost 30,000 students applied for admission this year for just over 1,700 places in the class. So you succeeded in what was by far the most rigorous selection process Duke has ever faced. And you succeeded not just by being talented and being accomplished. You succeeded because you showed us, individually and collectively, that you'll add something valuable to this special place.
My hook?
That was shown on my application.
For me?
Gosh, I don't know.
Honestly, to this day, I'm not sure what my hook was, because getting into Duke was such a surprise for me.
I started a club in high school of a random sport that no one knows about.
Me and my brother started an autism awareness club at my school.
I did a lot of theater in high school.
I started a club that raised awareness about the effects of bullying.
Also, I founded a couple of clubs.
Kind of built up the student council.
I sung at church, and I was a music theory instructor and assistant conductor.
Boy Scouts, and made it all the way to Eagle.
Like, I was president of my school's Rotary Club.
I was a basketball player and a track athlete.
My sport is swimming and diving.
Played soccer together.
I was on my high school dance team, and I danced at a studio outside of school.
Swim and water polo for all 4 years.
I've done dance since I was 30, so like, I did that. I taught dance to younger kids.
I worked as an intern at the hospital.
You know, like, I went to the food bank a lot.
And I'm on the board of directors of a national nonprofit that helps kids with blood disorders.
I started a community service club called Choosing Action, Not Apathy. Volunteering at the aquarium or leading NHS at my school.
I volunteered every summer for at least 100 hours. I did like an overseas kind of month-long thing in Taiwan. In the morning we would like learn Chinese and then like how to read and write.
I was the president of a community service club at my school.
I had never gotten involved with music, you know, for most of high school, and then like just like in 6 months, like I picked up a lot of different stuff, a cappella groups, singing the chorus, singing the orchestra, studying music theory, just finding something that I was really passionate about and pursuing it in a lot of different ways.
A sincere passion.
I was passionate about everything I did, whether it was athletics, community service.
Senior year was just fun, so that was really fun.
It was super fun with the youth choir.
So that's been really fun, and we did bake sales and just a variety of other fundraisers.
So my whole life, my dream is to become a doctor. Started coming up with ideas for medical inventions, and I sent a couple of them in here.
I sent in a piano supplement.
Indian music, singing.
I worked as a lifeguard. I worked at a dog groomer.
I studied in Turkey, actually. 2 summers in a row.
I play the guitar and the piano and ukulele and bass.
Well, I've done a lot of internships.
Also, I'm weird because I really want to study neuroscience and I'm pre-med, but I'm really interested in the arts too. So I think that's one thing that's really weird about me.
I mean, I submitted an acting supplement.
I think geographic diversity definitely played a part. I was the token redneck from Kentucky.
Maybe it's because I'm Romanian.
So I've done a lot of hands-on clinical work.
The accordion.
We got interviewed on CNN. We got approached by a couple different TV channels to make movies about it.
I don't think I did anything too special other than that.
I've never really thought about it. Well, I have thought about it, but I've never really been able to give a good answer, honestly.
So I can imagine that you might wonder, after hearing all of this, whether we might have erred in admitting you. So I want to be very clear. We know you. For some of you, this fulfills an expectation you've had for years. For others of you, Duke is a dream that you could barely have hoped for. It doesn't matter. You're here. We chose you each as individuals, one at a time, deliberately, as real honest contributors to the Duke community.